Hello, Overflow listeners. This is Allie Peavy. I just wanted to hop on here and give you a quick Overflow update. We are officially wrapping up this season. We have loved this year of the Overflow. We've had all sorts of guests. We have talked much of Jesus, and we're ready to do a whole lot more of that in 2023. We're planning a few different things for next season. The podcast is ever changing and ever growing, and we hope you'll continue to join us for the ride. Here are a few things that we have coming up at New River that we want to remind you of. On the 18th, we still have regular services on December 18th. So that's 9:15 and 11:15 in person and online. Then we have Saturday, December 24th, the Christmas Eve. We have our Christmas Eve services at 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. And then on Sunday, the 25th, it is online only. So it'll be on Facebook, our website, and YouTube, all those different places will be live streaming, and it will be an Overflow conversation. So if you want your Overflow fix, that is where you can get it, is on Christmas Day. We'll be having, and it's videoed, so not just audio. So that'll be kind of fun to do that. So join us for that online. And then Sunday, January 1st is 11:15 only in person and online. So don't forget about that. So guys, again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to, I have one last quick thought. And it does kind of stem off of Pastor Ryan's message from this past Sunday about suffering, and just something that's been on my mind. I've been thinking a lot about Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. And I think in light of that suffering conversation where, you know, Pastor Ryan so beautifully and gently pointed out that if God doesn't take it away, if it's something that we've prayed for and he doesn't take it away, that there is no other way, and that it is to produce something good in our lives. And so one thing we can be thinking about this holiday season, or just in general, if you're walking through something that feels hurtful or hard, if there's suffering involved or anxiety or any kind of hard emotion, is that we can trust that God is working all things together for our good. And what does our good mean? It doesn't necessarily mean for our comfort. It doesn't necessarily mean for our happiness. God's good for us is for us to become more like Jesus. And we can find great comfort in that, because truly in this life, there is nothing better that we could become. There is no one else that we could become like and it be called good. So if God is producing something in you through the season of suffering or hurt or despair or depression, if he is forging something good, it is that we would become like his son. So that means we will become more patient. We will become more kind. We will become more loving. We'll become more generous. We'll become more gracious, more merciful, more loving. Maybe I already said that. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But I do think that that is just a sweet promise that we can cling to, and that we don't have to despair just because our comfort might be shaken or it's not exactly the way that we hoped or wanted it to play out. It doesn't mean that something good is not being produced in us, because that is the promise, that he is working all things together for our good. And our good is to become like Christ. And so as you fix your eyes on Jesus this Christmas season, and behold all that he is, know that that is what God is trying to produce in you: victories and, you know, being able to overcome all things and being able to turn away from sin and not have to live a life that is shrouded with sin, but we actually can live in victory. We can live in holiness. We can live in righteousness and goodness. And so that is just one little final word for 2022, that, you know, you would find victory and comfort in knowing that God's greatest goal for you is to become like his son. And that is the greatest thing that we could ever strive to become, is more and more like Jesus every day. So we love you, New River. Rest, enjoy your family, fix your eyes on Jesus, behold all that he is. Never look away. And we will see you back here on the Overflow in 2023. Okay, bye.